You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Dave Burkett joins us, Detroit Free Press. Continue our NFL previews. We are in the NFC North this week. Let's start with the Detroit Lions. How are you, Dave?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. All right, let's go right to the crux of the matter Dan Campbell. We actually like him on the show. We like his quotes, but you're closer to what's going on with them on a daily basis. What about him? What's your impression of him as he begins his journey as a head coach of the NFL?
We like him too here in Detroit. he's been great for us to cover. Not just because of the colorful quotes, but I mean, I think you can appreciate the honesty, the passion, that sort of thing. That really we haven't had around here in a long time. I think that goes not just for us covering it, but fans, you know, people inside the building, that sort of thing too. He's a very genuine guy, and I don't know that the Lions are going to win a lot of games this year, but I do think there's a lot of buy-in in the locker room, and so that could portend well for the future.
All right, so people are looking at the Lions and saying, all right, they're stripping it down and rebuilding it. How much of that is true? How much of that is a little bit of exaggeration? Where exactly is this team going internally as they head to 2021?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a rough year for them. I mean, you look at sort of the roster and what they have right now. I mean, there are a lot of holes on this team offensively. They don't look anything like they have the past couple seasons, and it's not like they were great offensively the past couple seasons, but I do think points will be fairly hard for them to come by. I think there are some promising young players on both sides of the ball in the pipeline. Obviously, there's a couple good offensive linemen, an area the Lions have really invested in, and that can help turn a team around quickly. They don't have any big blue chip type players on defense, big time playmakers, and so maybe that's going to hold them back defensively a little bit. Really, you look ahead, and they've got a couple first round picks coming up in each of the next two drafts. There's an opportunity for this team as they strip down and take a step back to really end up taking a step forward, especially if, and this can't be discounted, you know, this is Aaron Rodgers' last year in the division.
Yeah. Even though this is more of a preview, I do want to kind of review, if you will. We'll get to Jared Goff in a second. But Matt Stafford, after 12 years with the organization, 3 postseasons, no wins, a lot of it may be on the organization, a lot of it may be on him. But why didn't it work? What was there an underlying factor after 12 years that they just couldn't find that level of postseason success with him at quarterback?
No, I mean, you're right. It's sort of all-encompassing, right? He deserves blame. I mean, as the quarterback, there's no one more important on the field. Certainly the organization for not always putting the right people around him. I think a lot of Lions fans, when the move happened, were sort of shook up by it. But I think most people agree now with the tact that I and a lot of others, you know, sort of observers of this team, you know, took right away was that it was the right move. It had to be done. I mean, the Lions had sort of gone as far as they could with Matthew Stafford, given the state of the roster, given, his contractual state, and he was going to need a new deal here before long, and his age and his health history. It was the right thing to give him a fresh start and for this team to start anew at that quarterback position. So he deserves some of the blame, but he's a really talented quarterback. I think he could have some success in L.A., and just being in a better situation might help him.
And Jared Goff, what do they view him as? Some people have been saying, well, he's going to hold that position until they find their franchise quarterback, but could he be their franchise quarterback in the next 4 or 5 years?
You know, I have a hard time seeing it myself. Just, you know, after watching Matthew Stafford throw passes for 10 years here in camp and practice, and you kind of see what he did with the ball and how this offense operated, and then you watch how the Lions sort of, you know, maneuver with Jared Goff at quarterback this summer. It's not close, frankly. Matthew was, you know, he would squeeze some passes into tight windows, and Jared seems much more risk adverse. And like I said, it's going to be a little different. I wouldn't give up on Jared. I think the Lions, you know, that's part of the reason why he was attractive to them in that trade was that, hey, this is a guy that, you know, he's 26 years old. He played in the Super Bowl. You know, you certainly can do a lot worse than him in the NFL, right? He's won a lot of games, but I think in the NFL, if you don't have a star quarterback, you're always looking for one. And the Lions, with presumably a high draft pick in 2022 and a couple first rounders. And, you know, that's going to be the case for the next couple of years. I just have a hard time seeing them coming out of a season like this. We all think this is going to be, and saying, hey, that Jared Goff is our quarterback. We won five games. That's the guy that we're going to ride with.
With losses of Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, now that Breshad Perriman has now been cut, where is his options as wide receiver? What does the wide receiving core look like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's part of the evaluation with Jared Goff too, right? If you're trying to figure out what Jared can do and you don't surround him with much talent at the wide receiver core, I don't know how he's going to be able to excel. I mean, TJ Hockenson, obviously a very good tight end. If he stays healthy, he's going to lead this team in catches and yards and touchdowns and everything. But they don't have much outside of him. I think it's going to be him, and it's going to be those running backs that catch a lot of passes. And the receiving core, they released Breshad Perriman today, one of their top free agent signings. Didn't come as a surprise given the camp that he's had. But you're looking at Tyrell Williams, Khalif Raymond, who has about 20 catches in his career as the number two receiver. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, a rookie, is the number three receiver. So this receiving core leaves a lot to be desired. And I do think you'll see a move here in the coming days on the waiver wire or via trade.
All right, let's get to the defense, because that was one of the reasons, like, Matt Patricia was good, was kind of working with. But what did he leave the cupboard bare? Is there building blocks in place for the organization to work with?
Well, there are some building blocks. I mean, Jeff Okuda, their first round pick last year, certainly a talented cornerback. I think Tracy Walker, a safety, you know, in the last year of his contract, they have a very young secondary, and I think both of those guys, you know, they could be fixtures there for quite some time. Up front in the pass rush department, Romeo Okwara is a guy that probably a lot of people around the league, just casual observers, don't know about. But he's coming off a 10-sack season, and he's had a pretty good summer here. So there are some pieces. You know, they haven't created a lot of turnovers in the past. The defense players will tell you, you know, that it was confusing. They were confused. There was just too much on their plates. And I think one thing the new staff has done is really simplify things in hopes of maybe allowing these guys to play faster and get more out of them.
Let's go back to the overall picture of building and moving forward, right? Just breaking it down and then building it up with a new coach, new general manager. And it's early, so obviously the proof is going to be later down the road. But is there a feeling in Detroit and feeling with the fans that the team is in good hands?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, they haven't won a game yet, right?
So right.
Yeah. We'll see how quickly they haven't played a game yet or lost a game, you know, so we'll see how quickly the honeymoon, you know, wears off. But I think, you know, like I said, people were genuinely appreciative up here in Detroit of how Dan has approached this thing and his honesty and passion. And that's what a lot of fans have, obviously, right? They have passion for this team. That's why they've supported it for 60 years, even though they haven't won anything. So, yeah, they, you know, people seem to like Dan. They seem to like the direction of the organization. They like the draft capital that Brad Holmes has gone out and acquired. But again, you know, they need to win some games. And if that doesn't happen soon, certainly people are going to get antsy. I think they do have a little bit of a cushion here because no one expects them to be great this fall. But before long, those wins have to come. Otherwise, the leash will get short.
It is interesting because a lot of teams don't do this. A lot of teams don't be honest. They kind of tease you with some key players, and you think maybe there might be hope. But then in the end, they are just going to start building. The Lions have been pretty upfront. This is what we're going to be doing. So it's why Dan Campbell got a nice long deal, because he knows it's going to be a longer haul.
Right. No, you're right about that. And you know, especially given the look, I think, you know, when Brad and Dan were hired, you know, neither one of them knew right away. I mean, when they came in for their first interviews, at least let's say that they didn't know, you know, Matthew Stafford's situation and that he was going to be traded and how that was going to add to it. Now, you know, certainly they were apprised of that before taking the jobs, accepting the jobs. But yeah, it's I don't think anyone expects this thing to happen overnight. But as I said up top, you know, you sort of look around the division, right? And this may sound like an excuse, but it's reality. For the past 30 years, the Green Bay Packers have had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And it's tough to have sustainable success in a division when you're fighting against that every week. And obviously this could be Aaron Rodgers' last year in Green Bay. And if that's the case, you know, the NFC North becomes wide open for whatever team nails the quarterback position next, right? Maybe it's Jordan Love in Green Bay. Maybe it's Justin Fields in Chicago. Maybe it's the Lions and whoever they, you know, pick to be their leader at that position. And so I do think there's an opportunity here, at least for this regime to get the Lions on the right track.
Dave Burkett again, Detroit Free Press. Great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Talk to you again.
You got it. Dave Burkett, great stuff on the Lions. I mean, listen, we talk about this all the time. There's going to be really good teams that are important and have a presence and a chance to win a Super Bowl and all of that. And then we're going to preview teams like this where there is still storylines to this team, right? He's right. Look, this was all up front. Dan Campbell got a six-year contract, right? Six-year contract. Because the Lions know, hey, Matt Patricia out, right? We're going to be dumping everything. Here comes a new general manager. Here comes a new head coach. And gone, Matt Stafford. We're going to find a new quarterback down the road. We're going to build this up. But he really makes a good point. Look at the division, right, that has been dominated for so long by one team with two of the best quarterbacks to have ever played the game. And now, if that's the case where Aaron Rodgers is done and this is his final year, he's right. Think of it now becoming open, and if the Lions nail the quarterback position, whoever gets that job, whoever they draft and take over that job, then the acceleration of the process has to happen because the window is open. Right. And that's a really interesting way to look at it, because a lot of these teams go, well, we'll take 3 or 4 years. Well, sometimes you don't have 3 or 4 years because the window may open sooner than that. And the window is going to open up in that division pretty quickly once Aaron Rodgers decides he's no longer a Green Bay Packer. All right. We're coming back. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.